नमो विष्णु पदाय कृष्ण प्रेष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्ति वेदांत स्वामिने नामिने नमस्ते सारस्वती देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पाश्चात्य देश तारिणे जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्त वृंद हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा। सो थैंक यू ऑल वेरी मच फॉर ज्वाइनिंग टुडे सेशन। वी हैव बीन डिस्कसिंग फ्रॉम द 10th चैप्टर ऑफ श्रीमद भगवद गीता। The chapter is titled as the opulence of the absolute or vibhuti yoga. So in this chapter we have been seeing that Krishna, after speaking about Shuddha Bhakti in the 9th chapter, he starts this chapter by telling Bhuya eva mahabaho shrunime paramam vachah yatteham priyamanaya vakshami hitakamyaya. O Arjuna, please hear again. I again the supreme teachings, paramam vachah, shrunume paramam vachah, please hear again my teachings, my supreme teachings, which I am going to speak to you, because you are qualified with prema, priyamanaya, and also I am benevolently disposed towards you, hitakamya, for your benefit I wish to speak on this subject matter. So, anyways, he says then that Name vidu suragana prabhavam na maharshayah aham adir hi devanam maharshinam cha sarvashah. So he talks about his, the unknowability of Krishna. How with material qualifications one cannot understand Krishna. Krishna says, Name vidu suragana prabhavam, my birth cannot be understood, the extraordinary nature of my birth. Prabhavam means prakrishta rupena bhavam, very special birth. So as Krishna says in the 4th chapter, ajopisan abhyayatma bhutanam ishwaropisan prakritim swam adishtaya sambhavami atmamayaya. So that is a special nature of Krishna's birth, and that is name vidu suragana prabhavam na maharshayah. Neither the devatas nor the great rishis know about my extraordinary birth. Why? Aham adir hi devanam maharshinam cha sarvashah, because I am the source of the devatas and I am the source of the rishis. And just like a son cannot know the source of his father's birth unless the father reveals it to him, in the same way, the devatas and the rishis, even though however exalted they may be from a material point of view, but they cannot understand Krishna's, the exalted nature of Krishna's birth. Yoma majam anadim cha vetti loka maheshwaram asammoodaha samartyeshu sarva papaihi pramurchate. He who, without any bewilderment, knows that I am unborn because I have no beginning, but at the same time, I am also born. Okay. My being born is also real. My being unborn is also real. The statements describing my being not born is also real. One who accepts both these statements as real and also knows that I am the Lord of all the planets, he becomes free of all the sins and he performs bhakti without any impediments. And then he says that buddhi jnanam asammohah kshama satyam damah shamah sukam dukkam bhavo abhavo bhayam cha abhayameva cha ahimsa samata tushtihi tapodanam yasho ayashah bhavanti bhava bhutanam matta eva pritak vidah. All the ingredients that can help one attain material knowledge, like intelligence, knowledge, freedom from illusion, tolerance, truthfulness, sense control, mind control, all these are very important to assimilate material knowledge. But Krishna says, Bhutanam Pritak Vida Bhava, all these various states of the living entities, Matta Eva Bhavanti, they all appear from me only. So which means Because intelligence and other elements are generated from a material sattva guna, which eventually emanates from Krishna's Maya Shakti only. Therefore, through them, one cannot understand Krishna. That's the point. Which means only by mercy one can understand Krishna. Nayamatma pravachanena labhyo namedaya na bahuna shrutena. Yamevaisha vrunute tena labhyas tasyesha atma vivrunute tanum swam. Then he says, Maharshaya saptapurve chatvaro manavastata madbhava manasada jata yesham loka ima prajaha. So he says that the Sapta Rishis, the four Kumaras, the 14 Manus, all those are my Manasa Putras, and because they come from me, they also cannot understand me. Okay. So, of course, they come from Brahmaji, and Brahmaji being a Gunavatara of the Supreme Lord, it is not inappropriate for Krishna to tell that they are my Manasa Putras like that, even though they are Manasa Putras of Brahma. एताम विभूतिम योगम च मम यो वेत्ति तत्वतः सह अविकल्पेन योगेन युज्यते न अत्र संशयः. वन हु अंडरस्टैंड्स द सब्जेक्ट मैटर ऑफ माय मटेरियल विभूतिस व्हिच आई विल बी डिस्क्राइबिंग इन दिस चैप्टर एंड वन हु अंडरस्टैंड्स अबाउट द नेचर ऑफ भक्ति व्हिच आई हैव ऑलरेडी डिस्क्राइब्ड इन द प्रीवियस चैप्टर एंड आई एम गोइंग टू डिस्क्राइब फर्दर इन दिस चैप्टर. वन हु अंडरस्टैंड्स बोथ दीज थिंग्स एताम विभूतिम योगम च ममयो वेत्ति तत्वतः, हु नोज दिस इन ट्रूथ, सह दैट पर्सन अविकल्पेन योगेन युज्यते न अत्र संशयः. ही एंगेजेस इन अनफ्लिंचिंग भक्ति विथ नॉलेज अबाउट मी, ऑफ दिस देर इज नो डाउट. सो देन ही सेज दैट टॉकिंग अबाउट हिज विभूति और पावर. He first talks about his vibhutis in, in a very condensed form. So vibhuti is described in the first chatushloki, and yogam or bhakti yoga is described in the second chatushloki, and the benefit of that practice of bhakti yoga is described in third and fourth chatushlokis. So what is the vibhuti or power of Krishna? He says that aham sarvasya prabhavah mattas sarvam pravartate iti matva bhajante mam buddha bhava samanvitaha. So he says aham sarvasya prabhavah, I am the source of everything. Mattah sarvam pravartate, okay, due to me as the paramatma everything operates. Iti matva buddha, the intelligent person who knows about this, understands this, bhava samanvitaha mam bhajante. He worships me with love. So he worships me with love. That's what he says. So then he says, what is that bhava samanvita bhajan? What is that bhava samanvita bhajan? He says, मच्चित्ता मद्गत प्राण बोधयंत परस्परम कथयंतश्च माम नित्यम तुष्यंती च रमंती च. व्हाट इज दट भाव समन्विता भजन और दट इज अन्याभिलाषिता शून्यम ज्ञान कर्माद्यनावृतम आनुकूल्येन कृष्ण अनुशीलनम भक्तिरुत्तम. मच्चित्ता, मच्चित्ता मीन्स हिज माइंड इज कंप्लीटली अब्सॉर्ब्ड इन कृष्ण, विच मीन्स He considers Krishna as his goal, because nothing can attract the mind of a person as much as the goal of his life. So machitta means he considers Krishna as the goal of his life. This means anyabhilashita shunyam. There is no other abhilasha, because if there was any other abhilasha, that would also consume his mind. But because here Krishna says machitta, his mind is completely fixed on me, it means anyabhilashita shunyam. Madgata prana means he is completely, just like the body is completely dependent on the prana. for this person, I am the prana. I am the prana means they are dependent only on me for attaining the goal, which means they are only on the process of bhakti, shuddha bhakti, and not dependent on karma, jnana, yoga, etc. So, madgata prana means jnana karma di anavritam. Machitta madgata prana means anyabhilashita shunyam jnana karma di anavritam. Bodhayanta parasparam katayantascha. They mutually hear about me and they sing about me. Shravanam kirtanam. This is what? This is anushilanam. This is shilanam. Activities for cultivating. Mam refers to Krishna. Nityam refers to Anu. Katayantascha mam nityam means Krishnanushilanam. Tushyanti cha ramanti cha, and they take great pleasure and satisfaction in doing this, which means they have a very favorable attitude. Anukulyena. So therefore, basically this verse defines what is Bhava Samanvita Bhajan. Bhava Samanvita Bhajan means Anyabhilashita Shunyam Jnana Karma Dhyanavritam Anukulyena Krishnanushilanam Bhakti Ruttama. That is what is described here as Machitta Madgata Prana Bodhayanta Parasparam Katayantascha Mam Nityam Tushyanti Cha Ramanti Cha. Let us do a small exercise. Okay. Please, I will ask you some question. Go to the chat box and type the answer. Okay. Now I want you to map, this verse Machitta Madgata Prana with Anyabhilashita Shunyam verse. Okay. Now I will tell the Bhagavad Gita parts of the Bhagavad Gita verse. You tell me which aspect of that Anyabhilashita Shunyam verse it fulfills. Okay. Let's see whether you have understood or not. Okay. Machitta. Machitta. Anyabhilashita Shunyam. Very good. Madgata Prana. Madgata Prana is what? Jnana Karmadi Anavritam. Very good. Okay. Bodhayanta Parasparam Katayantascha. This indicates what? Bodhayanta Parasparam Katayantascha. What is this? Shilanam, it indicates Shilanam. Bodhayanta parasparam katayantascha Shilanam, it is just Shilanam. Mam indicates what? Mam indicates what? Krishna. Nityam indicates what? Very good. Anu, continuous. Tushyanti cha ramanti cha indicates what? Anukulyena. Very good. Very good. So in this way, what is Bhava Samanvita Bhajan? What is worshipping Krishna with love? It is Anyabhilashita Shunyam. Jnana Karma Dhyanavritam. Anukulyena Krishnanushilanam Bhakti Ruttama. So this is where this definition of pure devotional service comes in Bhagavad Gita. Of course, it comes in many places, but here you can very clearly map all the aspects of the definition here right from the mouth of Krishna. So now, what happens if one worships Krishna in this way? Tesham satata yuktanam Bhajatam Priti Purvakam Dadami Buddhi Yogam Tam Yena Mam Upayanti Te. So, तेषाम टू दोस पीपल सतत युक्तानाम फॉर दोस पीपल हु कॉन्स्टेंटली डिजायर टू बी विथ मी. सो सतत युक्तानाम मीन्स मच्चित्ता. भजताम रेफर्स टू बोधयंत परस्परम कथयंतश्च. प्रीतिपूर्वकम मीन्स तुष्यंती च रमंती च. सो तेषाम सतत युक्तानाम भजताम प्रीतिपूर्वकम मीन्स मच्चित्ता मद्गत प्राणा बोधयंत परस्परम कथयंतश्च माम नित्यम तुष्यंती च रमंती च. दैट इज द मीनिंग ऑफ तेषाम सतत युक्तानाम भजताम प्रीतिपूर्वकम टू दोस पीपल ददामि बुद्धि योगम. टू दोस पीपल आई अपियर विद इन देयर हार्ट येन एंड बाय सच एन अपियरेंस माम उपयांति ते दे अटेन माई डायरेक्ट एसोसिएशन बिकॉज आई अपियर विद इन देयर हार्ट. दिस इज वॉट कृष्णा सेस. ओके okay. प्रविष्ट कर्णरंध्रेण स्वानां भाव सरोरुकम् धुनोति शमलम कृष्ण सलिलस्य यथाशरत् दौतात्मा पुरुषः कृष्ण पादमूलं न मुञ्चति मुक्त सर्व परिक्लेशः पान्तः स्वशरणं यथा. राइट दैट्स व्हाट कृष्ण दैट्स व्हाट यू नो परीक्षित महाराज टेल्स इन दि इन श्रीमद् भागवतम सेकंड कैंटो. सो The Lord enters, entering through the ear holes, enters the heart and cleanses the heart. And the heart of that, the person whose heart has thus been cleansed by the entrance of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, he takes a vow that I shall never give up the lotus feet of Krishna. In that way, he becomes very fixed. Yena mam upayanti te. By this appearance in their heart, they attain my direct association. Okay. And then he says, Tesham evanukampartam aham agyanajam tamah nashayami atma bhavasto gyana deepena bhasvata. Gyana deepena bhasvata. Tesham eva anukampartam. In order to show mercy to such devotees who are diligently engaged in serving me, aham atma bhavastu, I situated in their mental functions, nashayami, I extinguish agyanajam tamah, the darkness born out of ignorance, bhasvata gyana deepena, by the shining lamplight of knowledge, I destroy the darkness born of ignorance within their heart. Okay, so someone may say that you mentioned that without knowledge, intelligence, etc., by knowledge, intelligence, etc., one cannot understand Krishna. Krishna told, but without functioning of knowledge and everything, how will one understand Krishna? How will one strive for the goal? Krishna says, all that is not necessary. Okay, having the intention of giving them mercy by all means, even without them having to worry about attaining my mercy, since I make the endeavor to give them mercy, tesham eva anukampartam, I desire, whether they desire to get mercy or not, I have a strong desire to give them mercy. So therefore, I situated within the functioning of their intellects by the lamplight of knowledge. Which knowledge? Knowledge which arises out of practice of bhakti. Vasudeve Bhagavati Bhakti Yoga Prayojitaha Janayatyashu Vairagyam Jnanam Chayada Haitukam. By the knowledge that is born out of bhakti, so I remove the ignorance which is there within that heart. Because I have taken responsibility of it. I said, Yoga Kshemam Vahamyaham. I will provide what they lack and I will protect what they have. That was my promise. So I accept responsibility to supply all their material and spiritual requirements. It is my responsibility. Like that Krishna says. So this is where we ended our discussion last Friday. So before we start today's discussion, if there are any quick discussion points, comments, questions, based on whatever we discussed last week or whatever we have summarized today, we can take. You can either type your questions in the chat box or you can raise your hands, whatever you feel comfortable. Yes, Mohit Prabhu.
हरे कृष्णा प्रभु जी, दंडवत प्रणाम।
दंडवत प्रभु.
कैन यू हियर मी प्रभु जी?
कैन यू स्पीक क्लोज टू द माइक?
कैन यू हियर मी प्रभु जी? इज आई ऑडिबल?
You are audible, but you have to come closer to the mic and speak.
हरे कृष्णा प्रभु जी।
Yes, you can speak.
यस प्रभु जी, इट लुक्स लाइक दैट इन द चतुश्लोकी भगवत गीता कृष्णा इज टॉकिंग अबाउट भावा भक्ति लाइक प्रीति पूर्वकम नित्यम सततम एंड ये मतगत प्राणा दैट वी डिपेंडेंट ऑन फूड एंड द माई डिवोटी डिपेंडेंट ऑन मी समटाइम्स एज ए साधका वी आर डिपेंडेंट ऑन कृष्णा कंप्लीटली बट समटाइम्स वी डेविएट फ्रॉम अवर गोल सो हाउ दिस मतगत प्राणा एंड प्रीति पूर्वकम अप्लाई टू द साधना भक्ति द डिवोटीज हु इज ऑन अनर्थ निवृत्ति मीन्स हाउ अन्य दिस दिस एज ए साधका हाउ दिस श्लोक श्लोक मतलब अप्लाई ऑन साधकास साधकास लाइक अस हु आर ऑन अनर्थ निवृत्ति स्टेज
We still have our goal is still Krishna only.
Yes, yes, Prabhuji.
Machitta.
Yes,
Madgata Prana. We are not dependent on karma, jnana, yoga. We are dependent only on bhakti to attain our goal.
yes, but sometime there is Priti Purvakam and sometime it is not Priti Purvakam. Like Priti Purvakam and like Parasparam, they continuously hear and Shravanam and Kirtanam about me.
Let us
But,
take one aspect at a time.
ओके ओके
So
प्रभु जी,
let us take first, let us consider one aspect. Machitta means Krishna is our goal. Even when we may slip and engage in some sense gratification, still Krishna only is our goal, na? The sense gratification is that our goal.
यस 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 प्रभु जी, कृष्णा इज अवर गोल।
Madgata prana means to achieve that goal. Are we dependent on karma, jnana, yoga, or are we dependent on bhakti?
भक्ति भक्ति प्रभु जी,
Bhakti only.
भक्ति।
That is what is
यस
madgata prana. Bodhayanta parasparam katayantaha. Are we engaged in shravanam, kirtanam, or not?
यस प्रभु जी, बट नॉट कंटिन्यूअसली
नहीं नहीं
सम टाइम।
I have not come to that point yet.
ओके ओके यस प्रभु
I
जी,
have just bodhayanta parasparam katayanta, chanting, hearing.
यस प्रभु जी,
So
यस
now nityam tushyanti cha ramanti cha means that engagement at sadhana bhakti is not continuous in terms of action, but there is continuity in terms of faith. So that is
yes
what is the meaning of continuity. So
okay
continuous engagement does not mean every moment. It means on a regular basis. That's what it means.
okay
Because if it is every moment, then it is not possible for sadhakas.
yes bro
So
yes
the word
okay
nityam refers to nityam is continuous for bhava bhaktas, but nityam means where the faith is continuous. That is the meaning for sadhakas. So even when we are engaged in unfavorable activities, we know that it is unfavorable for Krishna consciousness and there is a regret. So that regret indicates that continuity. So therefore, nityam tushyanti cha ramanti cha. He is constantly satisfied and happy engaging in that. That means it is not out of any kind of force or anything. Out of his own, free will, he is engaging in those activities. So that indicates the word anukulyena. So bhajatam pritipurvakam. Pritipurvakam can mean bhava for the siddhas. Pritipurvakam means anukulyena, with a favorable attitude for sadhakas.
Okay, Prabhuji. And another question is that, Prabhuji, in 10.11, Krishna says, Anukampa, I can go, it looks like Krishna is emotional here, and he can go to any extent to favor to his devotee that he come to me, Anukampa. So, but Prabhuji, one question is in mind, that how Krishna is he's doing his favor to devotees who is unqualified, like some devotees. 1 week before, I was doing book distribution and I give book to Bhagavad Gita to one devotee who cannot speak, but he want to study the Bhagavad Gita and he was very emotional. So my question is, how much Krishna can go to favor to that devotee and anukampa to the unqualified devotee? So how much extent he can go? That
what do you mean by unqualified devotee?
Unqualified devotees means, Prabhuji, who don't chant 16 rounds, or who is matlab still did not, who don't come in touch with the guru, or who has some physical disease, who is unqualified.
But physical disease is not a disqualification for practicing bhakti.
Okay.
So the qualification for practicing bhakti is faith.
Yes. Like I gave you example that I gave book to one person who cannot speak, but he wants to study Bhagavad Gita.
So he has faith in Bhagavad Gita. So why would Krishna not show his compassion to that person?
But he cannot chant, like Kali Yugi Je, Yuga of chanting.
It is not about chanting. Because he cannot speak, he cannot chant like that.
Yes, yes, Prabhuji, yes.
Yeah, but he can mentally chant.
Okay, okay. So yes, it means that Krishna can go any extent to favor his devotees and help him to come to him.
Yes.
Okay. Thank you, Prabhuji. Thank you. Hare Krishna.
Correct. Anything else anyone would like to share as add before we move further? Okay. If there is none, let's continue our discussion. So, here after speaking on this Chatushloki Bhagavad Gita, Krishna continues. So he says, sorry, Arjuna speaks here at this point of time. Okay. So Arjuna says that Param Brahma Param Dhamma Pavitram Paramam Bhavan Purusham Shashvatam Devyam Adi Devam Ajam Vibhum आहुस्त्वाम ऋषयः सर्वे देवर्षिर्नारदस्तथा असितो देवलो व्यासः स्वयं चैव ब्रवीषि मे. सो ही सेज भवान, अर्जुन सेज भवान परम ब्रह्म. ओ कृष्णा, यू आर द सुप्रीम ब्रह्मन, परम धाम, द सुप्रीम बॉडी. सो धाम मीन्स अबोड, धाम मीन्स एफल्जेंस, धाम ऑल्सो मीन्स बॉडी. So it means all three. So Param Brahma, Param Dhamma, then Pavitram Paramam, you are the most purifying. Okay. Now Arjuna is confirming this, right? So now I am asking you, where does Krishna say before that he is Param Brahma? Where does he say that he is Param Dhamma? And where does he say that he is Pavitram Paramam? Why is Arjuna acknowledging that this? Can someone share your thoughts? Try to recollect where all till now, we are in the 10th chapter, till now, where all Krishna has indicated that he is Param Brahma, where all he has indicated that he is Param Dhamma, and where all he has indicated he is Pavitram Paramam. So someone says 7.7. What is 7.7? Is it 7.7? Is Matlab? Okay, don't give verse number. Give the verse. You know, at least the first word of the verse you have to tell. Krishna says himself, I am not denying that. Where does he say? That's what I am asking. Yad gatvana nivartante taddama paramamma. That is in the 15th chapter. I am talking about 1 to 10 where Krishna has told. Aham sarvasya prabhavaha. That does not directly mean, that does not directly say that he is Param Brahma or Param Dhamma or Pavitram Paramam. Aham sarvasya prabhavaha mattaha sarvam pravartate. Aham sarvasya prabhavaha. No, not there. Where else? Param Brahma. Where does he say? Okay, aham sarvasya prabhava, you can say. Yes. That indicates he is Param Brahma. Where does he say that he is Param Dhamma? He is the supreme body. Where does he say that? I am not talking about chapter 11. Right now we are in chapter 10. Till from chapter 1 to chapter 10, where has he spoken? Anyone remembers? Krishna says he is the supreme body. Avajananti maam mooda manushim tanum ashritam. Param bhava majananto mama bhuta maheshwaram. So he talks about the supreme nature of his body, the spiritual nature of his body. Pavitram paramam. Where does Krishna say? Where does Krishna say Pavitram Paramam? He is the most purifying. Which verse does he say? Anyone? Aksharam Brahma Paramam. Svabhavo Adhyatma Muchyate. No, I mean that is a different context. He does not say that I am that Param Brahma. Raja Vidya Raja Guhyam, he is talking about bhakti. It is not so direct in one sense. Yes, you can say little indirectly. Pavitram Idam Uttamam, he does say that, but it is little indirect. Directly, where does he say? What about 10.11, the previous verse, doesn't he say? Tesham evanukampartam aham agyanajam tamaha nashayami atma bhavasto jnana deepena bhasvata. I purify the heart. He says that. Right? In the previous verse only he says. Right? So, Arjuna said, you are the supreme Brahman, you are the supreme body, you are the most purifying. Rishayas sarve and all the sages, Narada, Asita, Devala, Vyasa, Ahustvam, therefore they declare you Purusham Shashvatam. They declare you to be the eternal human form. Divyam, who is without beyond gunas. Ajam, who is unborn. Adidevam, who is the source of all. Vibhum, and who is the greatest of all. Swayam Chaiva Bravishime, and in these previous verses you have also yourself spoken. So you have also spoken like that, he says. You are the supreme Brahman, you are the supreme body, you are the most purifying. All the sages such as Narada, Asita, Devala, Vyasa, whom Arjuna should have met and heard from them before, they also say, Ahustvam Rishayas Sarve, దేవర్షి నారదస్తత అసితో దేవలో వ్యాసో స్వయం చైవ బ్రవీషిమి. యు యువర్ సెల్ఫ్ హ్యావ్ ఆల్సో స్పోకన్ అబౌట్ ఇట్. అండ్ వాట్ డిడ్ దే సే? దే సే దట్ యు ఆర్ పురుషం శాశ్వతం, యు ఆర్ ద ఎటర్నల్ హ్యూమన్ ఫామ్. యు ఎటర్నలీ పొసెస్ దిస్ హ్యూమన్ ఫామ్. ఇట్ ఈస్ నాట్ అ మెటీరియల్ బాడీ విచ్ అపియర్స్ అండ్ డిసపియర్స్ ఆఫ్టర్ సమ్ టైమ్. దివ్యం, ఇట్ ఈస్ బియాండ్ ద గుణాస్. అజం, అన్బార్న్. ఆదిదేవం, ద సోర్స్ ఆఫ్ ఆల్. అండ్ విభుం, ద గ్రేటెస్ట్ ఆఫ్ ఆల్. లైక్ దట్. సో హీ సేస్, డిజైరింగ్ టు హియర్ ఇన్ డీటెయిల్ వాట్ వాస్ జస్ట్ స్పోకన్ బ్రీఫ్లీ బై ద లార్డ్, అర్జున స్పీక్స్ బై ఫస్ట్ ప్రైజింగ్ ద లార్డ్. బికాస్ అర్జున హ్యాస్ అ డిజైర్ టు హియర్ మోర్ అబౌట్ దిస్ సబ్జెక్ట్ మ్యాటర్, హీ ఫస్ట్ హ్యాస్ టు ప్లీజ్ ద సుప్రీం లార్డ్ టు ఇన్స్పైర్ హిమ్ టు స్పీక్ మోర్. సో హీ ప్రేసెస్ ద లార్డ్. పరం బ్రహ్మ పరం ధామ పవిత్రం పరమం భవాన్, పురుషం శాశ్వతం దివ్యం ఆదిదేవం అజం విభుం. యు ఆర్ పరం బ్రహ్మ అండ్ యు ఆర్ ద మోస్ట్ అట్రాక్టివ్ బాడీ ఇన్ ది ఫార్మ్ ఆఫ్ శ్యామ సుందర్ పరం ధామ. అకార్డింగ్ టు అమరకోష్, ధామ మీన్స్ హౌస్ అబోర్డ్ బాడీ లైట్ అండ్ గ్లోరీ. ఓకే, సో దట్ బ్రహ్మన్ ఇస్ యూ. యూ హ్యావ్ నో డిఫరెన్స్ బిట్వీన్ యువర్ సెల్ఫ్ అండ్ యువర్ బాడీ అన్లైక్ ద జీవ. అండ్ వాట్ టైప్ ఆఫ్ బాడీ ఇస్ దిస్? ఇట్ ఈస్ సుప్రీంలీ ప్యూరిఫైంగ్, టేకింగ్ అవే ద కంటామినేషన్ ఆఫ్ ఇగ్నరెన్స్ ఫర్ ద పర్సన్ హూ సీస్ ఇట్. పరమం పవిత్రం, పవిత్రం పరమం. సో వన్ హూ టేక్స్ దర్శన్ ఆఫ్ యువర్ ఫామ్, హీ గెట్స్ కంప్లీట్లీ ప్యూరిఫైడ్ ఫ్రమ్ విత్ ఇన్. Therefore, all the rishis speak of the eternality of you in the human form. Shashvatam purusham ahuhu. Therefore, all the great sages say that this form of yours is eternal form. Like that. Any quick discussion points, comments, questions? Okay. So Arjuna continues. He says, Sarvametadritam manye yanmam vadasi keshava nahite bhagavan vyaktim vidur devana danavaha. Okay. So he says here that ritam manye, ritam means true. Manye means I consider. I consider as truth yetat sarvam, all that yad mam vadasi, that you have spoken to me. Whatever you have spoken to me, I accept it as true, O Keshava. But Bhagavan, O Lord, Deva, Danavaha, the Devatas and the Danavas, nahi viduhu te vyaktim. And Krishna himself has told, నమే విదు సురగణ ప్రభవం న మహర్షయ అహం ఆదిర్హి దేవానాం మహర్షీణాం చ సర్వశః. కృష్ణ సేస్ దట్ ద దేవతాస్ అండ్ ద రిషీస్ డు నాట్ నో మీ బికాస్ దే ఆల్ అపియర్ ఫ్రమ్ మీ, దేర్ ఫోర్ దే డు నాట్ నో మీ. కృష్ణ హెస్ స్పోకన్ లైక్ దట్. సో అర్జున సేస్ ఐ అక్సెప్ట్ ఆల్ ఆఫ్ దట్ అస్ ట్రూ. సర్వమేత ధృతం మన్యే యన్ మాం వదసి కేశవ. Whatever you have spoken to me, I accept it as true, O Keshava. But O Lord, the Devas and the Danavas do not know about your birth. Te vyaktim na viduhu deva danavaha. The Devatas and Danavas do not know about your birth, as you have already mentioned. So he says, I do not doubt all what you say to me. But these rishis say that your supreme body is without birth. They do not know about your birth. They do not understand how you, with your swarupa of Parabrahma, can be both unborn and born. Both. Inconceivably. Inconceivably. Okay. How is Krishna both unborn and born? he is unborn because he is not born with a material body. He is not born due to karma. He is not forced to be born, from any father or any mother. So in this way, so he is unborn in the sense all the characteristics of material birth are not seen in him. Therefore, he is unborn. Birth in this material world means karma. Birth in this material world means material body. Birth in this material world means no free will. One is forced to take birth. None of these characteristics are there in Krishna. So therefore, Krishna is called as unborn. Why he is born? Because actually he appears in the womb of his mother. He has a body. He looks like a child and everything. So that is also true. This is also true. Now my question is, if as devotees we accept both as true, right? Where is the inconceivability here? That is my question to you. Where is the inconceivability here? Where is the inconceivability here? Would anyone like to share your thoughts on this? Where is the inconceivability here? I think end of the week, everyone is very tired. Last day of the week. You all must have worked very hard. The week is getting over. And it's the evening of the last day of the week. I am sure everyone is in a very relaxing mood. What do you think? Where is the inconceivability here? So, the Shastras say that Krishna is both born and unborn. How is he born? Because he is actually seen to be taking birth from a mother. And he appears in the form of a child. All of that is there. How is he unborn? Because all the characteristics of a normal material birth are not seen in Krishna. Krishna has no karma, his body is not made of matter. He is not forced to appear. So a devotee understands this, right? So born means he understands how he is born. Unborn means he understands how he is unborn. So if both are there, if devotee understands and accepts both, where is the inconceivability here? That is my question. How is it inconceivable? Achintya Bheda Bhed, we say, right? Bheda, Abheda. You know, Krishna also takes birth. That is Abheda. But he does not take birth. That is Bheda. So we, as devotees, we understand, not only do we accept Bheda and Abheda both to be true, but we also seem to understand, right? This is the explanation that is given and we do understand. Where is the inconceivability here? That is my question. Yes, acceptance is based only on faith. Because in the material world, we have not seen anyone who is born with a spiritual body. In the material world, we have not seen anyone. We have not seen anyone who can appear out of his own choice. In the material world, we have not seen anyone who can choose one's father and mother. In the material world, we have not seen anyone who immediately starts speaking as soon as taking birth. So even though Krishna takes birth in a very unusual way, even though he takes birth, but the unusual way in which he takes birth is not seen. We accept, as Mataji says, we accept it only based on faith. Otherwise, we don't have any pratyaksha praman to explain it, actually. So, therefore, even though as devotees we accept Krishna's birth and no birth as both real, but still this is inconceivable even to devotees. That is the point. So, I do not doubt at all what you say to me. But these rishis say that your supreme body is without birth. They do not know about your birth. They do not understand how you, with your swarupa of Parabrahma, can be both unborn and born simultaneously. So, and Krishna says, Swam Prakritim Adhishtaya While all the living entities, when they take birth, they take shelter of Krishna's Bahiranga Shakti. But when Krishna appears, he comes being facilitated by his Swarupa Shakti. Okay. So these are differences. Okay. Because of which the Shastras say he is unborn. Why? Because you should not think he is born like an ordinary human being. Okay. So but the inconceivability is that we do not have any observation of such a birth in this material world. So conceivability comes only if there is any prior observation. If there is a precedence, if we have seen it before, then we can believe it. If we have never seen it before, then it's very hard to believe. Right? So therefore, it is inconceivable. Okay. So what you have said in this verse, in verse 10.2, that neither the devatas nor the rishis know about your birth, I accept as completely too. Sarvameta dhritam manye. O Keshava, you bind up even Brahma and Shiva with ignorance of your true nature. Ka means Brahma. Isha means Shiva. Va means to bind. Vayase. Va means to bind. So Keshava means one who binds even Brahma and Lord Shiva with ignorance of your true nature. Even they cannot understand completely the Supreme Lord. Then, therefore, he is addressed here as Keshava. Then, certainly, it must be said that the Devatas and the Danavas also do not know you. If even Brahma and Shiva cannot know you, where is the question of the Devatas and the Danavas, who are much more inferior to Brahma and Shiva? How can they know you? That's what he says here. So this is what Arjuna is speaking here in this verse. Any quick discussion points, comments, questions, anything anyone would like to share, ask, add? Yes, Mohit Prabhu.
Hare Krishna Prabhuji. How Krishna bind Brahma and Shiva with ignorance of their true nature? Can you explain little bit, Prabhuji?
Even they do not know the complete nature of Krishna.
Okay. Shiva also don't know the true nature. He is called Param Vaishnav, Vaishnava Shambhu, matlab biggest Vaishnav Shivji ji.
But still he does not know completely.
Okay. And Prabhuji, can you tell what is the difference between Brahma and Parabrahma?
It depends on the context of usage of those verses, of those words. Many times Brahma refers to Parabrahma only. So,
Okay.
but if there is a differentiation made, then the Bhagavan form of the Lord is called as Parabrahman, whereas his Brahman feature is called as Brahman. So sometimes if there is a specific differentiation made, then this is the way in which it is understood. But many times they are used in the scriptures. Generally, the word Brahman can also refer to Krishna. So sometimes only the word Parabrahman can specifically refer to Krishna. It depends on the context of the usage of those words.
Okay, thank you, Bobby. Thank you.
Right. Okay, next question. If there are two things in which only one can be true, both cannot be true at the same time in material experience. In this question of taking birth and not taking birth, both are true at the same time. Yeah. So, true. But in, so, okay, this is one way of inconceivable. This is very obvious. Okay. This is very obvious. So, in the material world, but that is not the way in which it is inconceivable. In the material world, either someone can take birth or not take birth. Both cannot be true. Okay. So, which means you accept either he has taken birth or you accept that he has not taken birth. Okay. Which means you believe one thing and disbelieve another thing. But Vaishnavas accept both because they understand in what sense the Shastras say that he has not taken birth and in what sense the Shastras say that he takes birth. He has not taken birth means there are no symptoms or the common symptoms of material birth are not there. The common symptoms of material birth are not there. Like say for example, like labor pain, a material body is not there. Karma is not there. Helplessness is not there. The child immediately after taking birth does not talk. So all these common symptoms of material birth are not there. So therefore, the Shastras say he does not take birth. But at the same time, he comes out of the womb of Mother Devaki. He looks like a child. And the Shastras do call him as Devaki Nandana, Devaki Tanaya, Vasudeva as the son of Devaki, as the son of Vasudev. The Shastras do say, and the devotees accept that also as true. Who is the father of Krishna? Vasudevan, Vasudev or Nanda Maharaj. The Vaishnavas accept that also. So the inconceivability is that in the material world, no one is seen to take birth out of their own free will. No one is seen to take birth with a spiritual body. No one is seen to take birth, without the agency of karma. So the fact that someone could appear in that way also is actually inconceivable. It is inconceivable because it has never been observed before. So if it has never been observed before, why do you accept? We accept based on faith. It is accepted based on faith. But the fact is, it is inconceivable. That is the point. So, okay. Sometimes in Bhagavad Gita, the Jiva is also called as Brahma. In what sense? Because he is also spiritual in nature, in that sense. So, okay. Now, let us, if there are no further discussion points, comments, or questions, let us move on to the next verse. Arjuna continues. Svayam evatmanatmanam vetattvam purushottama bhutabhavana bhutesha deva deva jagatpate. O Purushottama, O supreme amongst the creators. So Purusha means the Purushavataras in this context. Uttama means the supreme amongst the Purushavataras who are creators. Right? ओ पुरुषोत्तमा, भूत भावन भूतेश, द लॉर्ड ऑफ द क्रिएटर्स ऑफ ऑल क्रिएटर्स, द लॉर्ड ऑफ द क्रिएटर्स ऑफ ऑल क्रिएटर्स, ओ देव देव, ओ परफॉर्मर्स ऑफ ऑल पास्ट टाइम्स एंड जगतपते, ओ मास्टर ऑफ ऑल इन दिस यूनिवर्स, स्वयं एव आत्मना आत्मानं वेत्त, यू अलोन नो योर सेल्फ बाई योर सेल्फ। सो दिस इज वॉट अर्जुना इज कंक्लूडिंग हियर। सो ओ सुप्रीम अमंगस्ट ऑल द क्रिएटर्स, ओ द लॉर्ड ऑफ द क्रिएटर ऑफ द क्रिएटर्स, सो द क्रिएटर्स आर प्रजापतिस, द क्रिएटर ऑफ द क्रिएटर्स इज ब्रह्माजी, द लॉर्ड ऑफ द क्रिएटर ऑफ द क्रिएटर्स इज द लॉर्ड ऑफ ब्रह्माजी विच इज कृष्णा। ओके सो ही इज द लॉर्ड ऑफ ऑल द पुरुषावतारास पुरुषोत्तम, ही इज द लॉर्ड ऑफ ऑल द गुणावतारास ऑल्सो, भूत भावन भूतेश, देव देव, एंड ही इज द परफॉर्मर ऑफ ऑल काइंड ऑफ पास्ट टाइम्स, जगतपते द मास्टर ऑफ ऑल द यूनिवर्स, स्वयं एव आत्मना आत्मानं वेत्त। इनफैक्ट नन ऑफ दीज पीपल कैन अंडरस्टैंड यू, ओनली यू कैन अंडरस्टैंड योर सेल्फ बाई योर सेल्फ। That's what he says here. So what does this mean? Therefore, you alone know about yourself. Your devotee knows that actually you do not have birth and are also without birth. That you do have birth and at the same time you are also without birth. Though such a condition is difficult to exist, but he also does not know by which method it can happen. How can you be simultaneously with birth and without birth? But of course he knows. But how you do it? How do you appear with a spiritual body when everyone else is appearing with a material body? How do you appear out of your own choice when everyone else is appearing helplessly? How do you choose your own parents when everyone else helplessly, they appear to some parents? They can't even choose their species, but you choose. How do you manifest due to your spiritual energy when everyone else is manifesting due to your material energy? So the devotee accepts, even though he knows that you do have birth and at the same time you are without birth, but he does not know how you do it. You alone know that. That's what he says. You know through yourself alone, not through any other means. Okay. So, Swayam eva atmana atmanam vetta. You know it through yourself, which means your knowledge is not dependent on any other external agency. Okay. If the jiva wants to know something, he is dependent on material intelligence. He is dependent on the super soul. Matta smritir jnanam apohanam cha. So the jiva is dependent. But in terms of Krishna, Swayam eva atmana atmanam vetta. He says, you alone know yourself through not any other means but through yourself only. Therefore, amongst all the Purushavataras who are the creators of the Mahat Tattva and the other elements, you are supreme. That is the meaning of Purushottama. Not only are you supreme amongst them, you are the lord of the lords up to Brahma, who have become the creators of all the material bodies. Bhuta Bhavana Bhutesha. Bhuta Bhavana Bhutesha. And not only are you the lord of all of them, you are also the performer of pastimes. Deva, taking the devas as instruments in your pastimes. Deva Deva. The word Deva comes from the root Div, which means one who plays. So deva means one who plays, means one who performs pastimes. Moreover, out of your infinite mercy, you are the master of those like me, just a dasa dwelling within the universe, jagatpate. Deva deva jagatpate. All four of these terms, starting with Purushottama and ending with Jagatpate, are in vocative case. Sambodhan. He is addressing Krishna, who is right there in front of him. So, where does he say? Swayam evatman atmanam vetattvam Purushottama. Hey Purushottama. O Bhuta Bhavana. Hey Bhutesha. Hey Deva Deva. Hey, Jagatpate, everything is in Sambodhan. Vocative. Right? He is addressing him. Like, for example, Radha. The vocative form of Radha is Hey Radhe. Hey Radhe, Vrajade, Vikecha, Lalite, Hey Nanda Suno Kuta. Nanda Sunu, the son of Nanda Maharaj. Vocative form would be Hey Nanda Suno. That is vocative. Bhagavan. And what is the vocative form of Bhagavan? Hey Bhagavan, Bhagavan. That is vocative, Sambodhan. When you address, Hey Bhagavan. Who is he? He is Bhagavan. But when you address Bhagavan, it becomes Bhagavan. Similarly, Radha is her name. But when you address her in vocative, it becomes Radhe. Like that. So Jagatpati, he is Jagatpati, but when you address him as Hey Jagatpate, that is Sambodhan, vocative. And Purushottama means Purushottamaha, he is Purushottamaha, but when you address him in Sambodhan, it becomes Hey Purushottama, like that. Like that. So, another meaning is as follows. These words may be taken as terms describing the nature of being the Supreme Person. Purushottama. What is the nature of the Purushottama? You are the father of all creatures, Bhuta Bhavana. But since sometimes a father is not respected, Arjuna says, you are the controller of all the creatures, Bhutesha. Because not all sons respect their father. Even though a son is supposed to respect the father, but it is seen that the sons may not respect their father, or the father may not have respectable qualities also. So, just because he is the source of all creatures, that does not mean he commands respect. Okay. Someone who gives birth to a child need not command respect. Out of obligation, out of say, okay, he is my father, I have to respect. So someone may give respect because of that. But in terms of being qualified, to receive respect, someone may not necessarily have that qualification. Right? So, Arjuna says that you are the controller of all creatures. You are not a namesake father. But you are the controller of all creatures. Therefore, you do command respect also. Bhutaba, so Purushottama. So what are the characteristics of Purushottama? Bhuta Bhavana, he is the father. Yes, but father may not have the qualities of being a very respectable person. Therefore, he says, not only that, Bhutesha. He has control. He is not a namesake father, but he has all control. But sometimes, even a controller is not so worthy of worship. Therefore, he says, you are Deva amongst all the Devas. Deva Deva. You are Deva Deva. Oftentimes, the Lord is addressed as Deva Deva. देव देव कलयामिते चरणाम्बुज सेवनम, लाइक दैट देर आर सॉन्ग्स ग्लोरिफाइंग द सुप्रीम लॉर्ड. सो इवन दो द देवास आर वर्शिपेबल, समटाइम्स दे डू नॉट गिव प्रोटेक्शन. देवतास आर वर्शिपेबल बट समटाइम्स दे डू नॉट गिव प्रोटेक्शन. देयरफॉर ही सेज जगतपते यू आर द प्रोटेक्टर ऑफ द यूनिवर्स. पति मीन्स वन हू गिव्स प्रोटेक्शन. जगतपते लाइक दैट. सो इन दिस वे ही अड्रेसेस हियर. स्वयं एव आत्मना आत्मानं वेत्त त्वं पुरुषोत्तम भूतभावन भूतेश देवदेव जगत्पते. सो यू आर द सुप्रीम अमंगस्ट ऑल द क्रिएटर्स. यू आर द ग्रेटेस्ट ऑफ ऑल द पुरुषावतारस. यू आर द लॉर्ड ऑफ द क्रिएटर ऑफ ऑल क्रिएटर्स. यू आर द लॉर्ड ऑफ ब्रह्माजी. यू आर द परफॉर्मर ऑफ पास्ट टाइम्स एंड यू आर द मास्टर ऑफ ऑल इन दिस यूनिवर्स. एंड इन फैक्ट ओनली यू कैन नो योर सेल्फ थ्रू योर सेल्फ बाई योर सेल्फ. यू नो यू कैन नो. सो विच मीन्स यू डोंट नीड एनी एक्सटर्नल यू कैन से असिस्टेंस टू नो योर सेल्फ. यू नो योर सेल्फ बाई योर सेल्फ लाइक दैट. दिस इज वॉट अर्जुना इज इंडिकेटिंग हियर. Any quick discussion points, comments, questions, anything anyone would like to share, ask, add? There is a question in the chat box. At any point, even the pure devotees cannot understand the inconceivable potency of the Lord. Is this the right understanding? Yes, there are certain aspects. So, inconceivability is of many types. Certain things are inconceivable to all jivatmas, irrespective of whether whether they are conditioned souls or perfected souls or even Nitya Siddhas. Okay. So some aspects are inconceivable to all jivatmas, they are conceivable only to Krishna. Certain other aspects are inconceivable to non-devotees but conceivable to devotees. Like that also certain things are there. And certain things are inconceivable at for sadhakas but conceivable for siddhas. For the perfected devotees it is conceivable. So there are different aspects or different types of inconceivability and different levels of inconceivability. Okay. But certain things, yes. Certain things are inconceivable to all the jivatmas, including the perfected jivatmas. It is conceivable only to Krishna. Like that. Okay. There is a question here. Is Lord Shiva a Nitya Siddha? Yes. Actually, Lord Shiva, in one sense, he is a different tattva only. He is actually neither Vishnu tattva nor Jiva tattva. So, he is Shambhu tattva. He is almost like Vishnu tattva. So, can he be called a Nitya Siddha in the strictest sense of that term? Probably not. Yeah, he is Shambhu Tattva. So, he cannot be, I don't know if he can exactly be called as Nitya Siddha. But actually his form is eternally perfect form. So, in that sense he can definitely be called as Nitya Siddha. Eternally perfect. If you literally translate Nitya Siddha, it means eternally perfect. So, is Shiva and his body, etc., eternally perfect? Yes, it is eternally perfect. In that sense, yes. Anything else? वही लॉर्ड शिवा इज अ सेपरेट तत्व, आई डोंट नो वाई बट ही इज अ सेपरेट तत्व, बट वाई मीन्स दैट आई डू नॉट नो, देयर मस्ट बी सम रीजन विच कृष्णा नोस, बट वाई ही शुड बी अ सेपरेट तत्व आई डू नॉट नो, बट ही इज अ सेपरेट तत्व दैट वी नो बिकॉज द जीवास हैव 50 क्वालिटीज, विष्णु तत्वास हैव 60 क्वालिटीज एंड लॉर्ड शिवा हैज 55 क्वालिटीज, ही इज नॉट विष्णु तत्व बिकॉज ही हैज 5 लेस क्वालिटीज देन द विष्णु तत्वास, ही इज नॉट द जीवास बिकॉज ही हैज 5 एक्स्ट्रा क्वालिटीज देन द जीवास, सो ही इज समवेयर इन बिटवीन, बट वाई ही इज इन बिटवीन दैट आई डू नॉट, वाई ही इज अ सेपरेट तत्व आई डू नॉट नो, एनीथिंग एल्स? Okay, if there is none, let's continue. Arjuna continues. Arjuna is speaking these verses. Vaktum arhasya seshena divya hyatma vibhutayah yabir vibhuti birlokam imam stvam vyapyatishtasi vaktum arhasi. Vaktum arhasi means you should speak. दिव्या ही आत्म विभूतयः अबाउट योर वेरी वंडरफुल विभूतिस, अशेषेन इन डिटेल यू शुड स्पीक अबाउट योर विभूतिस, याभिर् विभूतिभिर् इमान् लोकान् त्वं वाप्य व्याप्य तिष्ठसि, एटलीस्ट यू शुड स्पीक अबाउट दोस विभूतिस बाय विच यू रिमेन परवेडिंग दिस यूनिवर्स. Okay, that's what he says. You should speak about your vibhutis in detail. Vaktum arhasya seshena. Vaktum arhasya seshena divyahi atma vibhutayaha. You should speak about your vibhutis in detail, at least about those vibhutis by which you remain pervading this universe. Okay, like that. So here he says, it is difficult to understand the truth about you. Therefore, I want to know about your vibhutis. Your vibhutis are very attractive. Divya. Very attractive. You should speak about them fully. Vaktum arhasi aseshena. But Krishna may say, but it is impossible to speak of all my vibhutis fully. So he says, at least speak about those vibhutis by which you spread yourself in this world. Yabir vibhutibir lokam imam tvam vyapya tishtati. By which you remain pervading this universe, at least speak about those vibhutis. That is what Arjuna is asking Krishna. Then Arjuna continues. कथम विद्यामहं योगिं त्वां सदा परिचिन्तयन् केषु केषु च भावेषु चिन्त्योऽसि भगवन् मया. ओ योगिन् योगिन् इज संबोधन, योगी इज अड्रेस्ड एज योगिन्, सो इज इज ओ मास्टर ऑफ योग माया योगिन् कथम परिचिन्तयन् बाय व्हाट मेथड ऑफ थिंकिंग त्वामहं विद्याम कैन आई नो यू सदा एट ऑल टाइम्स. ओ मास्टर ऑफ योग माया बाय व्हाट मेथड ऑफ थिंकिंग कैन आई नो यू एट ऑल टाइम्स, बाय व्हाट मेथड ऑफ थिंकिंग कैन आई नो यू एट ऑल टाइम्स. कथम मया चिंत्योसी हाउ शुड आई थिंक ऑफ यू विद डिवोशन केशु केशु च भावेशु इन वेरियस ऑब्जेक्ट्स. ओ भगवन् ओ लॉर्ड ओ लॉर्ड बाय वॉट मेथड ऑफ थिंकिंग कैन आई नो यू एट ऑल टाइम्स, हाउ शुड आई थिंक ऑफ यू विद डिवोशन इन वेरियस ऑब्जेक्ट्स. आई सी सो मेनी थिंग्स यू नो इन दिस मेटीरियल वर्ल्ड, हाउ शुड आई लुक एट देम सो दैट आई कैन इन लुकिंग एट देम आई कैन रिमेंबर यू एट ऑल टाइम्स. What is the method of thinking by which I can know you at all times? And how should I think of you with devotion in various objects? This is what Arjuna is asking Krishna. So he is addressing Krishna as Yogin. O Lord, one who possesses the Yogamaya Shakti. This is similar to the construction of Vanamalin, one who wears a garland of flowers. How can I, thinking of you, know you at all times? How can I know you at all times? Of course, you say, Bhaktya mama bijanati yavan yaschasmi tatvatah. Only by bhakti can I be known in truth. Of course, Krishna says, Bhaktya mama bijanati, by devotion only you can know me. But in which objects can I think of you? Which are the objects in which I can think of you? This means, how can I perform bhakti by thinking of you in various objects? How can I perform bhakti by thinking of you in various objects? Okay, this is what Arjuna is asking Krishna. Okay, further Arjuna continues. Vistarenatmano yogam vibhutim cha janardana bhuyaha kataya triptirhi shrinvato nasti me mritam. O janardana, bhuyaha kataya, please again speak. Vistarena, but this time in detail you should speak. Okay, vibhutim, about your vibhutis, atmanayogam, and about your bhakti yoga. So you briefly mentioned about your vibhutis, aham sarvasya prabhavaha mattah sarvam pravartate iti matva bhajante mam buddha bhava samanvita. In briefly you spoke about your about your vibhutis, machitta madgata prana bodhayanta parasparam katayantascha mam nityam tushyanti cha ramanti cha. In this way, you briefly spoke about your bhakti yoga also. But vistarena, I want to hear about this in detail. About vibhutim and atmano yogam. Vistarena atmano yogam vibhutim cha janardana. Okay. Amritam. Amritam shrinvato. Hearing this nectar, triptir me nasti. I have no satiation hearing this nectar. I can hear it as long as you can speak. It is so nectarian that I don't feel satiated hearing this. So please speak. So Krishna may say, I have already said that I am the source of everything and everything moves because of me. Aham sarvasya prabhavaha. Therefore, you should understand that everything is my vibhuti. And by saying, knowing this, they worship me. Iti matva bhajante mam. I have indicated bhakti yoga. So what else do you want to know? Arjuna says, yes, yes, I understand. But speak in detail about your vibhutis and about bhakti. This is natural, right? This is natural. Where there is love, you want to know the details. Okay. So now, someone may say, mother wants to know. Mother calls the son and says, oh, did you eat? Son says, yes, I ate. Then mother asks, what did you eat? Now, what is the mother going to do by knowing this? What is the mother going to do by knowing this? But she will ask, what did you eat? What did you eat in the morning? What did you eat in the afternoon? What did you eat at night? What is she going to do? She's not going to do anything. But it is natural. Where there is love, all these seemingly insignificant details become very significant. Because it is in relationship with your object of love. Everything related to one's object of love becomes very significant. So similarly, So therefore, one wants to know the details. Okay. So when my sister calls, either when my sister calls me or my mother calls the sister, if they have to tell about something, okay, I went to temple. He says, no, not like that. Huh? When did you start? Then what did you do? How did you reach the temple? What did you do during your travel to the temple? After you reached the temple, whom all you met? And then what all did you do? All those details. Why? Because anything connected to the object of love, those details become very significant. Because Arjuna has love for Krishna, Arjuna is not satisfied in what Krishna has summarized about his vibhutis and about his bhakti yoga in the verse Aham Sarvasya Prabhavaha Mattah Sarvam Pravartate Iti Matva Bhajante Mam Buddha Bhava Samanvita. Arjuna is not satisfied. Triptir me nasti. I am not satiated by hearing about these details. O Janardana, in people such as me, by the sweetness of your beneficial instructions, you are creating longing. Ardhana. Ardhana means agitation, longing, agitation due to longing. Jana means people, people like me. Janardana means one who creates agitation due to longing. By the sweetness of your beneficial instructions, you have given beneficial instructions to me, and by those beneficial instructions, you are creating a longing. You are creating an agitation in me due to longing. You make us agitated and you make us beg. What can we do? For me, hearing nectar in the form of your instructions, relishing through a tongue in the form of my ear, there is no satiation. I am not satisfied. My ears have become my tongue, relishing the nectar of your instructions. But it is not satisfied at all. So you should continue to speak more and more and more and more and more. Okay, that's what he is indicating here. Like that. This is the question. Please speak more about your vibhutis and about your bhakti yoga in detail. Like that. Any quick discussion points, comments, questions, anything anyone would like to share, ask, add. Yes, Mohit Prabhu.
Hare Krishna Prabhuji. Prabhuji, in these shlokas, is Arjuna asking these questions for himself or the common people? Because what I read in Srila Prabhupada Bhagavad Gita, that Arjuna is satisfied in two form of Krishna, two-handed form of Krishna. And this form is not permanent in Vaikunth Loka, Vishwa form. So he asking this form for the common people. So can you little bit elaborate, Prabhuji? Is Arjuna asking this question for himself or the common people? Because Srila
Because
Prabhupada said
Prabhupada
he
has
is
told now that
satisfied.
he is. Prabhupada has mentioned na,
He is
that he
satisfied.
is.
As a Shuddha Bhakta, he is satisfied in two-handed form of Krishna. He want to see this Vishwarupa for the common people who are materialist, by which they can understand Krishna,
Okay,
or they
so
will
what do you
not.
want to understand in this?
So my question is, Prabhuji, is Arjuna asking this? Arjuna interested in Vishwarupa or is he interested in two-handed form of Krishna? Is he asking this question for common people or himself?
What does Prabhupada say in his purport?
He said that Arjuna is interested only in two-handed form of Krishna. He is satisfied in two-handed form of Krishna because Shuddha Bhakti is satisfied in two-handed form. But Arjuna asked this question for common people because by which they can understand the nature of Krishna, the power of Krishna, or by which they worship Krishna. They can worship Krishna.
So that's
And
the
this is,
answer, na?
yes.
So what is your question then?
So is this understanding right, Prabhuji? My question is
Prabhupada has
this.
written, how can the understanding not be right? How
Okay,
can I
thank you.
validate Prabhupada's opinion? If Prabhupada has written, there is no question of is it right or wrong.
Okay, thank you, Prabhu.
So this is
Thank
very
you.
important. When an Acharya has written something, how can a common devotee say whether the Acharya is right and wrong? So if such a question comes, then what is the meaning of the word Acharya? So Acharya means he cannot be wrong. If he can be wrong, then if you think he can be wrong, then you have not accepted him as Acharya. Or if he can actually be wrong, then he is not fit to be an Acharya. So where is the question of a common devotee telling whether Prabhupada is right or wrong? Or any Acharya is right or wrong? If they have written it, it has to be right. If I cannot understand how it is right, it is my problem. That is okay. So we can always, the question that we can ask is, how do I understand? Not whether it is correct or not. So whether it is correct or not cannot be a question. So how is it correct? Can you explain me why Prabhupada is writing like this? So it cannot be, how can Prabhupada speak like this? You know, is it right or wrong? That cannot be our question. Yes, Keshav Priyaman.
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji, Dandavat Pranam. Prabhuji, like from 10.8 itself, Krishna is telling Agam Sarvasya Prabhu, Prabhuji, like everything is coming from me only. Why is there a specific request for special vibhudis? Like if everything is Lord's, then why is that special request, Prabhuji, here?
Because out of love. Anything about the object of love, one wants to know in detail.
Oh, that's what you're explaining. Okay.
That's the point I'm explaining.
Oh, yeah, Prabhuji, but I couldn't relate.
Yeah.
Okay.
A mother wants to know in detail about what all the son did. It's not that she is going to do anything about that detail.
Yes. Oh. Okay, Prabhuji. Sorry, Prabhuji. I didn't relate it with this. Thank you, Prabhuji.
Shyamlal Prabhu.
So, Prabhu, can you hear me?
Yes, Prabhu.
So, in previous, when we go a little back, Krishna is saying, Yat Karoshi Yat Ashnashi Yat Jihoshi Dashi Yat. So, and we understand that Krishna is trying to tell Arjuna that this is how you gradually perfect.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that is not, as we understand, pure devotional service. In the sense, there is some mixture, right?
Yeah.
But
yeah.
at this stage, this question which Arjuna is asking is the question of a pure devotee. Correct?
Yeah. Here, actually, he wants to know about the vibhutis out of love.
Yeah, right. So, that means now it is like progression from mixed devotion और प्राधानीभूत भक्ति टू शुद्ध भक्ति.
दैट ट्रांसिशन हैज ऑलरेडी हैपेंड.
ओके, दैट ट्रांसिशन इज ऑलरेडी हैपेंड. ओके, आई
या
मिस्ड इट, आई थिंक.
बिकॉज आफ्टर दैट ही सेज पत्रम पुष्पम फलम तोयन दोस आर प्योर डिवोशनल वर्सेस राइट.
हाँ,
मन्मनाभव
राइट.
मन भक्तो मध्याजी माम नमस्कुरु दोस आर लाइक प्योर डिवोशनल वर्सेस.
ओके 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 ओके, या सो ओके, फ्रॉम देयर ऑनवर्ड्स इट इज प्योर डिवोशनल सर्विस.
या
ऑल ऑफ दिस दैट कृष्णा इज नाउ एक्सप्लेनिंग इज ऑल प्योर डिवोशनल सर्विस.
Yeah, because Arjuna is in the material world, at least in this past time, and he will be seeing material things. So Arjuna is asking, how can I remember you even in seeing material things?
Right.
Even while I am seeing material things, how can I remember you? That's what he is asking. And because in the beginning only, Arjuna, Krishna told, एतां विभूतिं योगं च मम यो वेत्ति तत्त्वतः सोविकल्पेन योगेन युज्यते न अत्र संशयः. वाट् इस् द पर्पस् आफ् हियरिङ्ग् दिस् विभूतिस् कृष्ण सेत् सः अविकल्पेन योगेन युज्यते न अत्र संशयः. सच् अ पर्सन् विल् एङ्गेज् इन् अन्डीवियेटेड् डिवोशनल् सर्विस्. सो द पर्पस् आफ् हियर् अर्जुना आस्किङ्ग् अबौट् द विभूतिस् इस् टु is to enhance his devotion only. So, and hearing
Right.
about these bhutis is supposed to enhance the devotional mood, at least in the beginning stages of devotion. When, I mean, it may not be for a Vraja Bhakta, but for those who are not yet there, for sadhakas, it is very important that one understands about the vibhutis of Krishna also.
Okay. Right. So from hence forward, it is all pure devotional service only. Different.
Till the end of 12th chapter, he will speak about devotional service and certain other questions that he may ask for some particular purposes, which will be revealed as and when we reach there. Like when Arjuna will later ask, can you show that form through which you pervade this whole universe, you know, that universal form? You know, that's a specific reason why he asked that question. You know, why Yoga Maya impels him to ask in that particular way. So those things will be revealed as and when we reach that
Reach there.
portion.
Okay. Thank you, Prabhu. Thank you.
Hare
Riva.
Krishna. Champak Lata Mataji.
Hare Krishna Prabhuji, Dandavat Pranams. But generally speaking, Prabhuji, when we talk about the greatness of anybody, it invokes a feeling of awe and reverence, while when we talk about the sweetness, it invokes a kind of, love and a kind of emotion or a sentiment of a bonding with that person. So basically, my question is again the same thing, ki, for anybody who's a beginner, for them, if they read these verses, it invokes only awe and reverence, no Prabhuji. So, is it for them particularly we can say that this chapter is for, or for the devotees also?
For devotees also, because even devotees to begin with, unless they know about the greatness of the Lord, their appreciation of sweetness becomes mundane. And we are not here to appreciate Krishna's sweetness in a mundane way. So we have to appreciate not just the sweetness of Krishna, but we have to appreciate the sweetness of Krishna very clearly, understanding that it is transcendental. Otherwise, everything becomes mundane. So therefore, it is important that in the beginning that we understand about the vibhutis, even the material vibhutis of Krishna very clearly.
But Prabhuji, when we come to chapter number 11, Actually, when we hear about Lord Krishna's Virat Ro I mean Vishwaroop, there actually it invokes a kind of fear more than anything, no? Because maybe
There is a specific purpose of description of that there, because Virat Rupa is also one of the forms which is meditated upon. How that is, that kind of a meditation is not favorable for bhakti, because when you describe anything, you should also describe what is favorable for it and what is unfavorable for it also. So that's why when he showed that form, Arjuna actually shows that fear and that bibhatsarasa, and says, no, I don't want to see this form. I want to see only the two-handed form. So in order to create that contrast, that how this particular these kind of meditations, even though the meditation of the material vibhuti form, even though devotees should know about material vibhutis, but when it comes to meditation, personal meditation and attraction, it is to the transcendental form of Shyama Sundar only. In order to establish that, that is one of the reasons why that Viraprabhu description comes in the 11th canto, to show Arjuna's reaction to seeing that Virat Purusha like that.
okay, and please correct me if I'm wrong, Prabhuji. I also have a thought that as a beginner, even if somebody starts reading the Bhagavad Gita as a neophyte or a novice, I have a feeling that no matter who actually picks up, like Lord is trying to cater an understanding to all sorts of people, irrespective of what level of consciousness they are at. So even if somebody just opens chapter number 8 or 9, or maybe any chapter for that matter, they get what they need at that point of time. At least for that purpose, maybe Lord actually tries to give different ways. Like I think in chapter 3 or somewhere, he says, I am Lord Vishnu, something like that. I don't remember that shloka. Yeah, third chapter, somewhere it comes. He calls himself Lord Vishnu, no? So, like that, I think he doesn't reveal about himself too soon. And then he caters the understanding for everybody, I feel. Is that right, Prabhuji?
Ultimately, Krishna's words can be understood only through the explanations of the acharyas. So if any novice picks up just the Bhagavad Gita, will he understand? He may think he is understanding something, but whether that understanding will be right or not, we do not know. But if he picks up Bhagavad Gita as it is, or some such bona fide commentary of Bhagavad Gita, then through the words of the acharyas, he may understand something. Even if he may not understand something, he may get purified by the touch of the Gita. But whether everyone who picks up the Bhagavad Gita randomly takes any chapter, will he understand something? He may think that he is understanding something, but whether that something is correct or not, we do not know.
So by this, are you also trying to say that if the chapters are laid in this manner and Lord Krishna has spoken in this manner, it is for a gradual understanding, and only when we understand through the acharyas from the beginning till the end, our understanding also becomes stronger and better, and we are only getting as much as we need from that chapter to the end. You mean to say that also, Prabhuji?
Yeah, that is why Prabhupada said, if you want to read Bhagavatam, start from the first canto, first chapter, first verse, and go to the last verse of the last canto, or last verse of the 12th canto. That is the way of doing it. And that too, through the explanations of the acharyas. Similarly, for Bhagavad Gita also, it is the same way.
Okay. Yeah. Thank you, Prabhuji.
Right. Okay. Let us continue then. So now, Krishna Arjuna has told Krishna, please tell me again in detail about your vibhutis and your bhakti yoga, because hearing your nectar, I have no satiation. So Krishna starts speaking here. Shri Bhagavan Uvacha, Hantate Kata Yishyami Divya Hyatma Vibhutayah Pradanyata Kursreshta Nastyanto Vistarasyami. Hantate Katayishyami. By my mercy, I will tell you, Pradanyataha, only about the chief, Divyahi Atma Vibhutayaha. Atma, my own Vibhutayaha, the Vibhutis. Divya, excellent. But Pradanyataha. See, I cannot speak about, practically everything is my Vibhuti. Everything in this world is my Vibhuti. But I will speak only about the chief amongst them. I will tell only the chief amongst them. O Kuru Sreshta, O best of the Kurus, Na Asti Antaha Vistarasyame. There is no end to my manifestations. So therefore, I will tell only the predominant things about, predominant ones amongst all my vibhutis. That's what he says here. Oh, out of my mercy, I will tell you about these vibhutis. I will speak of the chief ones because there is no end to their number. Vibhutayaha is used for vibhutihi, feminine plural accusative. These vibhutis are excellent, not like grass or bricks. The word vibhuti includes both material and spiritual manifestations of the power of the Lord. In this context, the word vibhuti indicates both material and spiritual manifestations of the Lord. Both material and spiritual manifestations of the power of the Lord. Not just material. Even though oftentimes the word vibhuti indicates a material manifestation of the power of the Lord. But if you see the descriptions that come in this particular chapter, when he is talking about vibhutis, he will also be because he starts with Aham Atma Gudakesha. So that Atma is not material. Atma is spiritual. So both material and spiritual manifestations of power of the Lord. Because they all arise from the Shakti of the Lord, they should all be considered as worthy of meditations, as forms of the Lord, though some are preferable to others. This is a very important statement. Okay. Very important statement. Because all of them arise from the Shakti of the Lord, they should all be considered as worthy of meditation, as forms of the Lord, but still, some are preferable to others. But because everything is a manifestation of the energy of Krishna, they all are worthy of meditation. If you have the right mood of meditation, one can meditate. Even the material manifestations. Oh, this is the energy of Krishna. One can meditate like that. That is favorable. Okay. And it is natural for a devotee. But between that, one may meditate as water. Rasoham apsu kaunteya. Oh, Krishna says, I am the taste of water. So remembering Krishna while tasting water is very good. Or meditating on Krishna as the taste of water is very good. But better than that is meditating on the deity form of Krishna. So even though, you know, everything is the energy of Krishna. So therefore, being the energy of Krishna, because they all arise from the energy of Krishna, they are all worthy of meditation as forms of the Lord, even though some are preferable to others. Okay. Like that. So, Krishna says, Aham Atma Gudakesha Sarva Bhutashayastitaha Aham Adischa Madhyamcha Bhutanam Antayevacha. O Gudakesha, O conqueror of sleep, Aham Atma, I am the soul of Prakriti, sarvabhuta ashaya sthitaha, situated as the spirit within each universe and within each living entity. Okay, I am the soul of prakriti. So here atma refers to actually the super soul. I am the soul of prakriti, situated as the spirit within each universe and within each living entity. Okay, and aham bhutanam adischa madhyam cha anta evacha. I alone am the creation, maintenance and destruction of all the creatures. So here Srila Vishwanatha Thakur writes, first you should think of me alone as the cause of all these vibhutis by using just one of my portions. So interestingly, he starts this description of vibhutis by stating that I am the Paramatma. Aham Atma Gudakesha Sarva Bhutashaya Sthitaha. So he starts and he ends by indicating that I am the Paramatma. Atava Bahunaitena Kimgyatena Tavarjuna Vishtabhyahamidam Kritsnam Ekamshena Sthito Jagat. So the verse with which he starts describing the vibhutis, he ends with a very similar verse indicating the Paramatma only. First, you should think of me alone as the cause of all these vibhutis by using just one of my portions. I am Atma, the soul within Prakriti. I am the creator of the Mahatattva, the Purusha, the Paramatma, which is Karanodaka Sai. So I am Karanodaka Sai Vishnu. Okay. Who is the creator of the Mahatattva? One who conquers sleep, O Gudakesha, you are qualified for meditation since you do not sleep. So there is a reason why Krishna is addressing Arjuna here as Gudakesha. Because in order to meditate on something, one cannot be disturbed by sleep. And because by addressing Arjuna as Gudakesha, Krishna is indicating that Arjuna, you are qualified for meditation since you do not sleep. And then he says, I am situated in the aggregate of all beings as the antaryami of the Virat, Garbhodaka Shai. And I am also situated within the hearts of all living entities as the antaryami of the individuals, Shirodaka Shai. Sarva bhuta ashaya sthita. So two meanings are given to the phrase. Okay. Sarva bhuta can refer to each universe. And sarva bhuta can refer to each living entity within that universe. Like that. So therefore here he is indicating aham atma gudakesha sarva bhutashaya sthita. So indicates I am the three Purushavataras. So even though, so Purushavataras are not material vibhutis, but here, of course, we understand vibhutis refer to, the word vibhuti includes both material and spiritual manifestations of power of the Lord. The Purushavataras are spiritual manifestations of the power of the Supreme Lord. So even that is vibhuti of the Lord. So, understanding that the Purushavataras are also a very exalted form of vibhuti of Krishna also is included in this vibhuti yoga. Like that. So, that's what he is indicating here. I am the cause of creation, Adihi, the maintenance, Madhyama, and destruction of all entities. Anta. Like that. He is indicating here. Any quick discussion points, comments, questions, anything anyone would like to share as add before we move forward? Okay. Let's continue then. Okay, Mother Gail.
Hare Krishna Prabhu. Yeah, I'd just like to confirm that the reason why we say that some expansions of Krishna are, I don't know how should I put this, better to meditate on than others. Like, you were saying, yes, the taste of water, that's good, but to meditate on his expansions, personal forms is better because the difference being, the emotions that they can invoke.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank
Yeah.
you.
And they are, yeah, the emotions that they can invoke and how completely they represent that personality. How completely they represent your personality. Like say for example, someone appreciates your dress and someone appreciates your intelligence. What would please you more?
Embarrassing. I have to think about that.
No, I mean you can I mean not you,
I
if
guess
let's just say.
my maybe the if I identify more with my intelligence than with my dress, then I would say my intelligence, right?
You don't have to think so
Well,
complicatedly. I'm asking a very
but
simple.
well, it's not that simple to me because I guess, my dress is also important to me, but I would say my intelligence then. The one I identify with more.
Yeah, I think I asked the wrong question. Maybe I should have framed a very a different question. So the point is, what more closely represents the Lord? So his Swarupa Shakti more closely represents the Lord than his Maya Shakti. So even though Maya Shakti belongs to him, but representations of Maya Shakti less completely represents the Supreme Lord. And representations of the Swarupa Shakti more completely represents the Supreme Lord. So therefore, the more complete representations of the Supreme Lord are more fit objects of meditation. Like that.
Thank you for that.
Okay, let us continue. We still have a few minutes left. Krishna continues. Adityanam aham Vishnur Jyotisham Raviram Shuman Marichir Marutamasmi Nakshatranam aham Shashi. Adityanam aham Vishnu. Amongst the Adityas, I am Vishnu. So Vishnu here should refer to, I think, Vamana, right? Is that right? No. Okay. Anyways, Adityanam aham Vishnur, Jyotisham Ravir Amshuman, and amongst the lights, I am the many-rayed sun. See, we should understand. It is not that because you should understand Krishna's answer with respect to the question asked by Arjuna. So, Arjuna's question was, how can I remember you by observing material objects? That was the question asked by Arjuna. So Krishna says that practically everything is my vibhuti only, but I will tell the prominent ones. Okay? Because one always appreciates prominent ones. Okay? So there is always appreciation amongst light. Sun is most appreciated because it is the brightest. So if someone is considering, luminous intensity, luminosity, then one would consider sun as the best. Not that the light of a tube light has no connection with Krishna, not that a light of a tube light is not a vibhuti of Krishna, it does. But what invokes the most adoration, admiration, appreciation is that object which has the, which is the best amongst all of that. Practically every single thing in this material world or spiritual world is a vibhuti of Krishna. So Krishna says, amongst Adityas, I am Vishnu. There are 12 Adityas. It does not mean he is only Vishnu is his vibhuti, but the 11 Adityas are not. No. All 12 are Krishna's vibhutis. But what was Arjuna's question? How can I remember you in material things? So which means, remembrance means remembrance with appreciation. So even though there may be 12 Adityas, but amongst those 12, Vishnu commands the most adoration and appreciation. Amongst all lights, sun commands the most adoration and appreciation. Amongst all the Maruts, the 49 Maruts, Marichi is the foremost who commands the most respect and adoration. And amongst all the stars, Moon commands the most attraction and adoration. Not that the other stars are not the vibhutis of Krishna. They are also vibhutis. But the question of Arjuna is, how can I meditate you in seeing the things of this world? Okay. So, meditation has to be meditation with proper respect and adoration. So therefore, he is telling, I am the best amongst that particular category, or I am the essence of that category, like that he says. So that even in meditating on that material object, because that particular thing amongst that category is the most, it commands the most respect and adoration. Therefore, in remembering Krishna as that particular object, you know, we may also favorably remember Krishna with that respect and adoration. So therefore, when Krishna says, I am the sun amongst the other lights or luminous objects, that does not mean that the other objects which fall within that category is not Krishna's vibhuti. They are also Krishna's vibhuti. That is how we should understand. Okay. So, amongst Adityas, I am Vishnu. And amongst the lights, I am the many-rayed sun. Amongst the winds, actually Maruts, there are 49 Maruttas. I am Marichi. And I am the moon amongst the stars. The story is told in Srimad Bhagavatam 6.18. Indra entered Diti's womb and cut her son into 49 parts. In this way, the 49 kinds of air known as the Maruts appeared. So, here he says, the genitive case is used for the rest of the chapter to indicate a specific head of group of items and also to indicate a relation to a group. Amongst the 12 Adityas, I am Vishnu, which is one of the names of the sun. The sun is given 12 names according to its position in the 12 zodiac signs throughout the year. The names are Dhatra, Aryaman, Mitra, Varuna, Indra, Vivaswat, Pushan, Parjanya, Amsha, Bhaga, Twashtra, and Vishnu. So, when the sun comes to each one of those constellations, he is known by these various names. And amongst all of that, Vishnu is the supreme. This is my vibhuti. Amongst all lights, those things which reveal, I am the sun with a multitude of rays. Marichi is outstanding amongst the winds, amongst the maruts, like that. Yes, Mother Gail.
Hare Krishna Prabhu. Yeah, so therefore, since everything is his vibhuti, you know, then that has to include even, I mean, I hesitate to say, but even, you know, very many disgusting things that we see in this world, but obviously we don't worship those things only because they don't remind us, let's say, of his glories, right? But it's not that they are any less his vibhutis.
Yeah. They are also his vibhutis completely, but they less completely represent Krishna.
Yeah.
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 In that way. Yeah.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. So I think we should pause here. It's already past 9 o'clock. So thank you all very much for your patient listening and your enthusiastic participation. We will continue this discussion next Friday. Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Srila Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur Pad ki jai, Srimad Bhagavad Gita ki jai.